are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 10th of Shawwal 1446, corresponding to Wednesday the 9th of April 2025. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's a cool weather. There's no, it's not hot. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the beautiful rain. Since last night, there has been beautiful rain that has been coming upon us. And one should read the Masnoon Dua, Allahumma Sayyibun Nafi'ah, when there is beneficial rain. And also at the time of rain, duas are readily accepted. So we shouldn't take advantage. Even when it is raining at any time, you know, we should make that dua, we should make that conservative effort. Also follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should stand in the rain and try to make dua as well. You know, today being at the 10th of Shawwal, it's a very important day in the Islamic calendar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married, made nikah on the 10th of Shawwal. If I stand to be corrected, I just have to check properly. But Mufti Saab always mentioned and he stressed that we should get married on the 10th of Shawwal. It's a beautiful day indeed. If you have any messages, you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Today we're going to be discussing, you know, when you, the ni'mats of Almighty Allah and what bounties Allah Ta'ala has given us. And, you know, sometimes we fail to make shukr for the ni'mats that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us. The mere fact that we are reading the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we affirm that there is none worthy of worship besides Almighty Allah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger, that's a ni'mat on its own, that we are born as Muslims. We have this faith of Iman, and our deen is Islam. Many people, we try to make them understand that Islam is the way of life. But Allah Ta'ala guides whomsoever He pleases. Allah gives guidance to whomsoever He pleases. So we must make dua to Almighty Allah that, Ya Allah, give hidayat to these people who have gone astray. You know, we make dua for them that Allah Ta'ala brings them back on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And we are all sinners. We are all sinners, and we try to attain. We are trying to sort our life out and return to Almighty Allah, that, Ya Allah, You help us for whatever sin that we've committed. Ya Allah, we ask You for Your forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, You forgive us for whatever sin that we've committed. Inshallah, we're gonna go for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we're going to try and get our brother Alpha Sinkosi. Normally we have him and he gives us a throw forward as to what's happening on his show. So inshallah, we're going to see if we can try and get him once again. So let's listen to this nasheed, and then we will return with brother Alpha Sinkosi.
Ya mere Allah. Ya mere Allah, ya mere Mola, Allah, 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 Allah Allah ya mere Allah ya mere Mola ya mere Allah ya mere Mola tu qadir mutlaq hai tu razzaq bashar hai tu qadir mutlaq hai tu razzaq bashar hai mohtaj tawangar bhi tere sham sahar hai ya mere Allah ya mere Mola ya mere Allah ya mere Mola Allah 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 ya mere Allah
15 minutes past the 10 Central African time, and we have our brother Alphus in Kosi online. Brother Alphus, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sadia. Well, thanks, man. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you. Brother Alphus, as we always know that, you know, we get you on air and you give us a throw forward for your show as to what's going to be happening between 12 and 1.
Yeah, look, I think the biggest story now, it's surrounded the impasse between the budget within the GNU. Phile Mbalula held a press conference yesterday as the Secretary General of the ANC, outlining the outcomes of the National Working Committee meeting. So we look into that, we take different views from different political parties as to where do they stand, especially with Action SA and the Democratic Alliance. And there's an article that I have read, very interesting article, saying that it's an expose between AfriForum and the EFF, that those people, they seem as if they're fighting, but they are funded by one person. So we'll speak to the writer of that expose, from TPL Artenis, just to take us through what really transpired there. What is it that these people have in common, the AfriForum and the EFF? And of course, since we know that the government has actually yesterday, they've passed and tabled the spaza shop funding. So we'll look into that, that 500 million rand for spaza shop funding. We'll look into that matter as well. And I would like to touch a little bit space on the issue of the private security issue. It's really escalating. It's getting more traction. It's getting more intense. Just a little bit on a different scale with regards to this issue of the private security. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's what we have on the show today.
Okay, no, thank you, Brother Alphus. It was great speaking to you, and we will catch you a little later between 12 and 1. You take care, and bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, man. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that was our Brother Alphus in Kosi. We're going to be listening to a small clip from Moran Suleiman Katani. And he's going to be explaining to us, Moran is going to be explaining to us, what is the real meaning of fasting? Now, why do we actually fast, and what is the purpose? Is it something like a norm that because it's for the kifaya, we have to do it during the month of Ramadan? And, you know, the white fast, the 13th, 14th and 15th, or Monday and Tuesday, or Mondays and Thursdays that we can keep our fast. But what is the actual meaning of keeping your fast, and what is, you know, you get so many medical benefits from fasting, and also it helps you spiritually, it helps you to control your nafs, it helps you to become a better person as a whole, and as a better Muslim, it helps you to become a better person. So inshallah, let's listen to Maulana Suleiman Katani, and Maulana is going to be explaining the benefits or the real meaning of fasting. So inshallah, let's listen. If you want that clip, you can send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Yeah. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور ولا عمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه
There's something about mom's touch.
صلى الله عليه وسلم ايضا ليس الصيام من الطعام والشراب انما الصيام من اللغو والرفث او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, this human being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made him intrinsically weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, khuliqal insanu dha'ifa. Insan has been made weak. And it is an indication of the weakness of this human being that he is constantly afraid of any form of difficulty, any form of worry, any form of concern. Person just misses his sehri for one day and already we see the effects of the weakness of this insan. He can't speak, his head is paining, his whole tabiat goes off. In fact, all this running about, this rat race that we see, the commercial enterprise in the entire world, people exhorting their children, get a good degree, get a good job, secure your future, acquire the wealth of this world. All this effort that is taking place throughout the entire world, behind it is the conviction of this human being that by acquiring the wealth of this world, I will acquire happiness. And I will be able to save myself from the problems and the hardships and the difficulties of this world. That is why we hear so often a parent telling his child that if you don't get money, if you don't get a good job, if you don't get an earning, if you don't get a livelihood, you are going to be destroyed. There will be no satisfaction and no joy in your life. Every form of difficulty, every form of problem, every form of concern. If you look into Quran Kareem, there are two words in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has summed up every difficulty, every worry, every concern that a human being can have, whether past, present or future. And these two words, one is khawf. Khawf, the English meaning is fear. In Quranic terminology, every concern or the kayfiyat of the heart, the state that forms on the heart of a person with the worry about what lies ahead, what lies in front, that Quran refers to as khawf. And the other is huzn, which literally translated means worry, grief or sorrow. In Quranic terminology, every difficulty, every problem, the kayfiyat of the heart, the state of the heart pertaining to problems a person is presently going through, or problems or losses or afflictions that he has faced in the past. The Arabic terminology, the Quranic word for that is huzn. So in these two words, all the problems and afflictions that a human being faces, past, present and future, Allah Ta'ala has summed it up. Khawf, the future, huzn, the present and the past. We are running behind this dunya. We are trying to acquire the wealth of this world in order to save ourselves from khawf and from huzn, to save ourselves from the problems and the afflictions and the hardships of this world. People are planning well ahead, but we find that the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that even with wealth people are sad. Even with wealth problems and afflictions are coming. The wealthiest person in America, in one magazine I read, I'm not going to take his name, we know his name. He said that I am facing depression. What is the cause of his depression? The wealthiest person of America. He says, I am reaching the age of 50. Most of my life has already gone. There is very little left. I have got so much of wealth, yet this wealth is of no avail to me with regards to extending my life. This is why I am facing depression. Now what nuskha or what prescription of the psychology of chasing after this dunya is going to address this type of depression? One is our experience. One is the dictates of society that acquire wealth, you will be successful. Acquire wealth, you will solve your problems. Acquire wealth, you will not be depressed. Acquire wealth, you will not have to face the trials and tribulations of this world. But the fact of the matter is that that psychology is incorrect, it is defective. The other is the nuskha and the prescription which is indelible, which is la rayba fi, no doubt in it. Allah Ta'ala says, you are weak insan. You can't face problems, you can't face difficulties. Khawf and huzn, you are afraid of. So take my nuskha, my prescription, by which you will be able to solve all your fears and all your worries. What is the nuskha and the prescription of the Quran? Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wala hum yahzanun. This word Allah, if we literally translate it, it means hearken. Put up your ears, pay attention. Or in contemporary terms, it's like you catch hold of somebody and shake him. Why don't you listen to me? Listen to me. What's wrong with you? This is the equivalent of what Allah is saying. Allah, listen. Listen to your Allah. Become the friend of Allah. Become waliullah. You will have no hope and no huzn. All your problems of the future, present and the past will be solved. Become the friend of Allah. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, when we hear this term, waliullah, straight away the mind switches off. Why? Because we have taken this concept of wilayat to be something unattainable. Beyond us it is. Waliullah, very few. This actually is because generally this bimari or the sickness is found amongst Muslims of Indo-Pak origin. Because of our Hindu background, we tend to expect from a wali that he must perform miracles. Somebody flies on a broomstick or he walks on a water or he can cure a sick person, then he's a wali of Allah. We are looking for miracles for wilayat. But wilayat is something, Quran is not going to exhort or call us towards something that is unattainable. In fact, compared to the whole world of kuffar, ulama say if you put the whole world of kuffar on one side and you put one mu'min with weak iman, compared to the whole world of kuffar, he is waliullah. He is a friend of Allah. Now who are the friends of Allah? How do we become waliullah? There again, look at the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. We can shed tears and continue to express our grief and lament over the fact that how little munasabat the ummah today has with the Arabic language and the language of the Quran. Such beauty Allah has concealed in the Quran, it is unimaginable. Whenever the word in and illa comes together, it creates a meaning of absolute exclusivity. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. What is Allah saying? That my friends are only and only the people of taqwa. They are the friends of Allah. No one else. whether he has wealth, whether he has status, whether he has position, no matter what he calls himself, can ever lay claim to closeness and ta'alluq with Allah except a person of taqwa. So Allah says, become muttaqi, acquire taqwa, you will become the friend of Allah. Become the friend of Allah. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There will be no khawf and no huzn. All your problems, present and past and future, all your fears will be addressed and will be solved. Now the question is, who are the muttaqeen? Who are the people with taqwa? If you look at Quran, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Allah says, hasten. Run towards a jannat, the breadth of which is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This jannat has been prepared for the people of taqwa. Who are the muttaqeen? Who are the people of taqwa? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. First condition of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, those people who spend, whether they are wealthy or they are poor, they spend. Unfortunately, most of us at this first hurdle, we already fall down. Because we don't know how to spend. We don't know how to exhibit generosity. If you go to the poor man, he says, I don't have anything for me to spend in the way of Allah. If you go to the rich one, he says, I've got too many subordinates and too many responsibilities to worry about. How can I spend in the way of Allah? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba say, he was the height of generosity. And especially in the month of Ramadan, his generosity would increase. They say, أَجْوَدْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَى. He would become more generous in Ramadan than a blowing wind. In that famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the eve of Ramadan, look at the manner he exhorted his ummah. Because this Ramadan is training for us. He said, if you will spend in this month, give the iftari to a person who is fasting, كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِتْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah will forgive your sins and Allah will free you from Jahannam. What did Sahaba ask? لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ الصَّائِمِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, all of us don't have the financial ability to spend freely on a fasting person. Look at how beautiful our Shariat is. Look at the solution which the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. He says, يُعْطِ اللَّهُ هَذَا السَّوَابُ. Allah will give the same sawab to a person who gives a fasting person even a droplet of water to drink. Or a little bit of milk, or gives him one date. Then also you will get the reward. What is the message? That when it comes to your amal and your actions, Allah does not look at kasrat. Allah does not look at quantity. Allah looks at quality. In one hadith it comes, sabaqa dirhamun miyata alfi dirham. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one dirham got more reward than 100,000 dirhams. On the one side, if you have a small pearl, on the other side, you have 1,000 tons of steel. Even a simple person will understand that the pearl is more valuable than the 1,000 tons of steel. He said, one dirham one side, 100,000 dirhams the other side, this one dirham more valuable. Sahaba asked, how is it possible? He said, this person only had 2 dirhams. He spent one in the way of Allah. The other one had millions. He spent 100,000. This person spent half his wealth. Allah values this more than what that person spent. We know the famous incident at the time of Tabuk, where this is clearly illustrated, where Umar radiallahu ta'ala who says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted Sahaba to spend. This time I knew I had more wealth than Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr had very little with him. I said, this time I will outdo him. I brought half of everything I possessed. My pile was very big. When Abu Bakr came with his pile was small. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the question. Normally, when somebody gives chanda, what do people ask? How much did you brought? How much chanda did you give? Nobody asks how much you left behind. But the ummah to be taught the value of amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam changes the question, Umar, what did you leave behind? He says, I left behind half, I brought half. Abu Bakr, what did you leave behind? He says, O Nabi of Allah, I brought everything. I left behind the name of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar on that occasion, he said, Abu Bakr, that is the day I became convinced I will never be able to outdo you. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ.
Beautiful reminder indeed. And Mawlana Sulaiman Qattan has given us some advices with regards to being a better Muslim. And something that really caught my attention is when you have so much money and so much wealth in this world, but yet you are not happy, you are not satisfied, that insan is like that, that they keep on wanting more and more and more, and they cannot get satisfied. If they give them a 10 rand, then they want a 20 rand, then they want a 50 rand, a 100 and 200. Then it goes on and on and on. Man is never satisfied with what he has. He never makes shukr for what he has. And the perfect example of the millionaire, the billionaire, he's a trillionaire in the United States. But they cannot sleep at night. They've got this worry, this nuksan, this headaches. That's so much so that they go into depression. Imagine, you have all the wealth in the world, but you go into depression. Huh? That's why when we must make the masnoon dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafiya, wa rizqan halalan tayyiban. وَرِزْقًا حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, Allahumma inni asaluka ilman nafiya, grant me beneficial knowledge. وَرِزْقًا حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, rizq which is halal, طَيِّبًا, pure and wholesome. Imagine, you can have a 50 rand in your pocket, but that 50 rand, there will be barakah in it. As the same person will have 1,000 rand in his wallet, but there will be no barakah in that money. Because why? You need to have, the risk must be halalan tayyiban. There must be barakah in that money. And give out charity, give out sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for each and every one of us. Inshallah. It's gone 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. And we're going to be wrapping up very soon. So inshallah, let me give you the rundown for the show. And if you want, inshallah, we're going to be listening. We're going to be continuing to listen to the balance of this lecture of Mawlana Sulaiman Qattani. And from 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti A.K. Hussain. Mufti Saab is on his way to Durban. He's going to be having his programs tonight, tomorrow night, Friday. Jummah will be live Friday night. And then there's going to be programs on Saturday. It's going to be the Hajj seminar from 12 to 12:45. That will be live, and it will be live on all three radio stations, on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Then from 12 to 1 will be Brother Alphas and Kosi. And then for 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. Then from 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah A'raf. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Tafsir from the archives of Surah Baqarah. Then 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 or 3 to 4 will be then Urdu lecture. No, 3 to 4 will be the Q&A, the repeat of this morning's Q&A and the Nasiha by Mawlana Musa Akhudi. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. Then from 7, we're going to be changing it from 7 to 9. 5 past 7, I'm just going to tell you what time is the Salah. The Salah in Durban is going to be at Masjid al-Dawood. Masjid al-Dawood is going to be after Isha Salah, so it's going to be the Adhan at Masjid al-Dawood will be at 4 past 7, and then Salah will be at 7:30. So after the Salah, the program will commence, so it will go on from 7:30 right up until 9 p.m. So, inshallah, that will be your programs from 7:30 right up till 9 p.m. Inshallah. The program will begin at about 7:50 after the Isha Salah, and it will end at 9 p.m. So, inshallah, tonight we'll be at the Masjid al-Dawood, and the program will commence from 7:50 right after 9 p.m. So that's your program until 9 p.m., inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, fi amanillah, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الصحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة الصحابة
Somebody gives chanda. What do people ask? How much did you brought? How much chanda did you give? Nobody asks how much you left behind. But the ummah to be taught the value of amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam